So, well, anyway,
I would say they're both really good games, and if you want to play one, pick one and start there, but definitely try both.
I'm going to be recording now.
Did you make sure that the batteries are full?
Not full, but they're full enough.
And the thing's not full?
It's got the weight on it.
No, and like the memory card.
I didn't do that.
Oh, shit.
How do we tell?
I don't know. It'll be when it stops recording and we have to start again.
I actually bought a thing online that's a microphone isolator. A little springy guy.
Cool.
Springing. So it'll hang out right here, I think, instead, and point this way. It'll be a little bit more wiggly because it'll be on the end of the thing. But then we won't get this sound effect anymore. She's actually really loud.
Is that when you bump it? Or when
someone
you...
bumps it. I don't know if it's you bumping it or her bumping it or me bumping it. But every now and then you hear the, like that sound.
Which one?
Like you can't hear it here, but it's transmitting through that.
I don't listen to the podcast.
Morning, everybody. This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
Sits up. Amy's in the back.
Hello.
Amy's in the back.
Feels like it's been forever since we recorded.
It's the first time in forever.
It's very musical, and I'm under caffeinated for that shit.
Oh, shit, me too.
Give us money.
Hey.
Wait, we can't give ourselves money. Highball. Give us sit sock.
Well, we can give ourselves money.
Yeah, I did that already. Good tricaffeiny, everybody.
Good what?
It's like a cacophony, but with three. It's a tricacophony.
So, like...
it's a harmonic.
So, you're limiting the amount of cacophony you could have.
Yeah, I guess, really. It's more of a harmony.
So, I have... In the effort to try to keep with our segment ideas, I have a weird hill to die on thing.
Weird hill to die on.
Hill to die on segment.
Can we only ever pronounce it as hill to die on?
Hill to die on?
Like, it's some weird Greek word?
Yeah, we got the hill to die on.
Ah, the hill to die on. Delicious with rice.
There's a game that I play called Monster Hunter.
Really? And
it's a game that I would say, addicted to.
Obsessed with, addicted to.
Yeah.
Putting losing off the rest of your
other
life
plans
into
to play.
Destroying what's left of your social life. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those things.
Choosing the video game over AV consistently. Sorry, Amy.
Amy, do you have a video game that you replace Kyle with?
Tomb Raider.
There. Good. All right. It's all fine.
And there is a, there in this game, you're a person.
Good.
A hunter.
Ah.
And you hunt.
I am the hunter.
Monsters. Because it's called Monster Hunter.
Yeah, Lord.
And
what?
And when hunting monsters, basically you're trying to kill these monsters to get their crap. You can build better crap with their crap.
Wait,
to hunt monsters to get their crap to build better crap.
Their crap?
You're hunting monsters to get their crap.
Why are you stealing monster feces?
You actually have to steal monster feces in the game, and you shoot it at other monsters to make them run away when there's two monsters in the same zone. But we're getting into complex things I don't even talk about here.
Oh, okay.
You basically get their scales and claws and pelts and stuff and make armor out of it to make yourself better, and then you hunt higher and higher monsters, and it's just this progression game.
So you have to, like, when
really
you go
intense.
Up to the monster, you have to, like, pick which piece you're taking off of it?
No, you, like, when you kill it, you skin it.
Oh.
And then you get random drops from it.
So it's like every other video game.
Yeah, and okay. so you can kill it and skin it, which is one way to do it. You can fight the monster full out, kill it, and skin it. Or you can trap the monster. And trapping the monster yields more rewards, but there's sometimes like one or two things you can't get from a monster unless you skin it. And my friend Jason, his hill to die on is that trapping is the easy way out because it just is, like, you don't have to do as much damage, it's boring, it's blah, blah, blah,
it's
right?
Pokemon.
So. Yeah, and it's just funny that he's picking that.
Dude, that house is for sale. Look.
I know. We were talking about buying it, actually.
Totally buy that house.
Like, because it's creepy as shit, and we could use it to film some horror movies. But then Amy was like, should we buy that house? And why did you want to buy that house, Amy?
Because it's creepy.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
So
trapping is like Pokemon and bad.
No, trapping is generally seen in the community as the best way to get stuff because you get more bang for your buck, right?
Right.
But Jason just will not admit that trapping is, like, better because he thinks it takes more skill to kill the monster. And it's just this weird thing where it's someone choosing a harder version of the game to play just because they think it requires more skill. And I thought it was interesting the difference between perceived skill and, like, what actually would someone consider skill.
Interesting.
And so, like, killing a monster to its death is harder, therefore it's more skillful. Where trapping a monster requires time, finesse, like a little bit of, like, patience, which I would consider more skillful, not just something that's harder. So It's a, the, to, I'll end that, that hill to die on with the fact that Jason's dumb. So if you've listened to this podcast, I hope you hear this. Think about the difference between skill when you think of what skill means. Is it, is something, are you more skilled at something because you choose to take a harder path through something that normal people don't? Or is it more skillful to take the most efficient path even if it requires patience and
I think that you're using words in ways that are undermining your own argument, to be honest.
Oh, really? Why?
Because you're talking about, is it take more skill to pick the harder path?
No, no, no. I didn't say that at all. I said, is it more skillful to take the harder path even when there's an easier one?
Yeah, but I mean,
is that the definition of skill?
I think that you're undermining the other aspects of choices that you make when you're picking trapping versus fighting, right? Because it's not like, I'll either press this button, which immediately wins, or I'll go fight him for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? It's more nuanced than that, isn't it? Like, you have to actually do something to do the trapping.
You have to, like, time it, and you have to make sure that the monster's ready to be trapped, and then you have to throw trank bombs at it after it's trapped. So, like, it becomes, it's more like of a pro, it's a little bit more of a process. But fighting is just you keep beating on the monster till it dies. And you can, in that process, it doesn't matter where you're hitting or what you're hitting. It just matters that you've filled the gauge of damage up enough that they die.
So, it's not necessarily, I don't know if I'd say that it, I'd move away from things like hard, just to make it more of an interesting conversation.
The hardness isn't something that I necessarily was using. It was,
I mean, I know, but I'm saying to recategorize it, I would say, is it, why are we stopping?
This is a danger needle.
Slalom.
Thread.
Slalom.
Woo!
I would say that it is potentially less risky if you're not having to go out there, balls to the wall, and bash something to death.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that it seems...
Keeping in mind, you do have to go kill the monster. Like, you have to get the damage up to a point to trap it. You can't just go out and trap it on all
right, but it's still less risky than pissing it off and fighting
it. And frequent times... Well, and one of his arguments, actually, is to your point, was that it's... He thinks it required... Well, I don't know. This is, again, not my...
Oh, straw man the shit out of it, man. But what's he going to do?
What he said was, it's harder to kill the monster because he woke it up after it was trappable, and then it killed him instead of him killing it after it woke up. And I was like, how does that argument... Okay.
I think that's where I'm trying to get at the root of it, is by changing some of the words around to see what fits still, is if...
Did you want to go by Tamale Kitchen?
I do.
Okay.
I still haven't edited the last time we were at Tamale Kitchen, so I have no idea what this is going to be.
We're going to say, Sit Sock, we'll be back after this short break, and then...
I think we should just, like, freeze frame it and then just cut right over. But anyway, I think that when you start taking out some of those words, you start getting more interesting aspects of it. Like, it's more dangerous, it's more risky, and that has a perception of hardness.
Mm.
Whereas in reality, it's simply a more risky, dangerous proposition, right? Like, if you choose to pick a version that has a higher chance of you failing, that doesn't mean you're making... It doesn't mean you're more skillful. It just means you selected something that has a higher perceived value of completion in your mind.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
In the same way that anyone who plays Dark Souls, just because we're talking about that, it seems like it is an appropriate
information. Yeah, no, definitely.
Do you want to do the drive-thru?
Yeah, let's, we're gonna...
Well, here's what's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen now.
So, like,
and we're back.
So, I thought we were gonna make it seamless.
Shit. Okay, wait. Go quiet. All right, that's the guy.
Okay, so we can talk now. Yes. God damn it.
Yeah, we can. Okay. Nothing happened. And we are bad at this game.
That's why I think you should just play a commercial. Like, and now word to our sponsors. And like, we can record like a fake commercial or something.
That works. I was just going to do the Maisel Barrett from Star Trek. Oh my God. Star Trek The Next Generation last time on.
Oh, yeah.
And now the conclusion. Like, okay. No, I think that it's dangerous. Not dangerous. It is an interpretation.
It is dangerous to kill the monster.
With people, it just makes me think of Dark Souls, right? Where people have figured out ways to get through various Dark Souls with total cheeseball-like antics. And that doesn't mean that you didn't get through Dark Souls. It just means you found a way to make it work for you. Now, admittedly, if you have to cheat or something, there's that. But if you just found out that you can just play light armored dive roly fighter.
That's what they used to do with fire, right? Like, you'd use fire spells and it, like, kills things faster. And that was, like, the main build was, like, a fire spell.
And it works. It doesn't mean anything except that you found a way around it. So, it doesn't mean that you're less skillful. It just means you picked a way through that wasn't as stressful.
I don't think either one of these ways is particularly more or less skillful, personally. I think that trapping is nicer because it gets you more resources for your time spent.
Which seems to me like a more skillful choice.
Oh, that I would also agree with that. The fact that the base thing you're doing in the game is hunting monsters to get their pieces to build new armor to hunt better monsters, right? And the faster you can do that, the more efficient you are.
So why did they call it Monster Hunter, not just Grinder?
Because you wouldn't sell as well.
Okay.
And it's actually kind of fun, but
because Grinder's already a thing.
Is it? Is it like a game?
No, it's the gay Tinder.
Oh, you mean Grinder?
Sure.
It's one of those things where the Dark Souls argument is kind of like a what is it when they're not a non-equivalence or something? Because the Dark Souls argument is
false equivalence.
It's not. I guess it is a false equivalence in my head because the Dark Souls argument is how to best beat the game. And it uses weird hacky things sometimes to do that.
I'm just saying that game has a lot of mechanics that allow you to do, not necessarily hacky or broken things, but it's possible to make a character that's not the way other people make a character, and they would be like, well, what, you just won by doing blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I did. And?
Oh, see, when you said that, I was thinking of all the things that I had to look up online on how to kill monsters because I was so bad at it. Like, throw bombs over the wall, and then you can kill it. And I was like, good, because I can't kill it any other way.
I mean more like, oh, you got this Dark Knight guy? If you just dive under him every time he does something, then you're fine.
And that's the thing, too, is, like, the things we're talking about Monster Hunter are not things like that, where it's, like, there's a certain animation that you need to learn.
I'm not saying that part. It's more abstract.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you found a cheese ball thing, dive, roll, hit, dive, roll, hit, dive, roll, hit. I've been doing this for 40 hours. Dive, roll, hit.
And it takes, like, 40 hours, but it works.
And it works every time. Is that skillful because you figured out a mechanic that works, or is that bullshit because it's cheese ball?
That is an interesting point, because Mark, one of our friends, Mark and I, had a faux argument the other day about the pause hack in Mega Man, and how I was like, that's cheating because it's like you're glitching the game out. And he's like, if they built it into the game, so it's not cheating because they put it in the game. Like, if they put it in the game, can it be considered cheating? Is another question, right?
I feel like that is a logical quagmire.
Yeah, right?
Because that assumes that all things that are in a game are intentional.
Right? And that, yeah. I don't know about the Mega Man one. That the developers might have came out and said, yeah, that's something we put in the game, and it was clever for people to find it. But sometimes I think developers have said that, where they did put a little, like, glitchy thing into a game, and you're like, oh, wow, that was a lot of foresight, I guess, and I don't think that happens with Dark Souls, where, like, they're like, oh, yeah, we wanted you to throw bombs through this glitched part of a wall. Or is it everything okay?
Yeah, I'm just paranoid now. Okay. Paranoid, okay?
We did want you to throw bombs through this glitchy part of a wall to kill this one monster before you go into a room to fight it or whatever, you know? Like,
right.
When my experience with Dark Souls was, I guess Aaron and I were so bad at it that we had to look up all these really weird things
you
to
were
do.
Were pretty bad.
Yeah, I got that. Okay?
Dark Souls is not a good one for talking over, though, to be honest.
No, that's really not. It's hard.
It's one for sitting in your underpants drinking.
I think the
Mountain
first
Dew
one
till 3 in the morning.
Isn't. The subsequent ones get a little bit more
forgiving.
If you learn the combat, like even an iota, you can start to like do things where you're exactly what you're saying, where you can find a skill that, or you can find a thing that lets you excel at the game in a way.
I was doing pretty good on the first one once I got my like stride. I started off with one character and just got my ass kicked, and I switched to a sorcerer.
Uh-huh.
You know, the total cheese ball, fireball antics and shit. And I was doing pretty good. I got, like, through, I think, 2/3 of the game. I have Fury and Sons. It's how the mighty have fallen. Once a mighty mercenary, now a trucking company. So I got pretty far. I got into some places where I was getting to the weird world. Not the painting world, but the other world you go into. And where there's it shit just steps up a big notch, and I just couldn't get past this one spot. So, I look at that as an example of a game that's just got a really high, like, threshold for basic level of skill. It's just cruel. And I shouldn't say cruel. It's just difficult. It's not cruel because the game itself is fair.
Yes.
It very rarely does shit that's unfair. It just presents you with a problem, and you're like, okay, let's try this. That didn't work. Got it. Cool. Let's try this. That didn't work. Okay. And then when you find something that works, it works.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't, like, change it up on you.
And I'd say that in that vein, Monster Hunter's the same way. I mean, both of these games are an elaborate dance.
Yeah.
And once you... So, one of the cool parts about Monster Hunter is they integrate lots of different game mechanics into the combat system via weapons. So, if you want to play a Dark Souls-like character, you can play with the sword and shield or the long sword or some of the other weapons, right? Because it has the same pacing and flow of hit attacking in that game. If you want to play like Kratos from like God of War, you can play dual blades. If you want to play like Gears of War third person shooter, you can play heavy bowgun. So like there's all these different weapons that kind of change how your character will play the game. And then those weapons interacting with monsters means that you have to know the timing of your weapon to know like when an attack is going to hit you and isn't going to hit you. So if you're just running in there trying to murder stuff, you are going to feel like you feel if you try to do the same thing without any
Dark
kind
Souls.
Of foresight in Dark Souls, where you're like, what the hell? Like, this game is so unfair. Like, it's so hard, and you're not really hitting, you're not really realizing, like, that it's actually, if you take the time to learn things and don't just go for maximum damage all the time, you're actually able to excel at the game more. I mean,
so you said earlier that Monster Hunter would be confusing to me.
Well, the previous iterations of the Monster Hunter franchise would have been confusing because, and not to just you, to me, like, I had to have someone's, it was basically like a tribal knowledge thing to play Monster Hunter on before now, even before, like, so there's been a lot of games in the Monster Hunter franchise. Monster Hunter Generations and Monster Hunter World, the last two games that came out, have really stepped up the tutorials to try to pull in more American audiences.
Okay.
Because what happened was these games would just have all these things in them, and they don't really tell you where to go to do them or whatever until you get to the exact point you need to be at. Then they'll trigger like some tutorial that's like, oh, did you know you could do this? And you're like, no, because you fucking didn't tell me I could do it until I got here or found this random thing or got to a certain point in the game that I didn't know I needed to get to. So what they did in that light, it's something where like you have to have someone playing with you who's played Monster Hunter before or who's invested in reading articles about the new games to understand how they're
right.
different.
What do you think people use to justify driving across those white lines that are clearly demarcated?
The same thing they use to justify, like, why they can treat other people like crap. Or, like, I think it has to do with, like, a perceived privilege. What is it?
Self.
The thing, like when a really shitty old person thinks that you should respect them even though they're not a good person. It's, like...
That entitlement?
Entitlement, thank you. It's a sense of, like, overbearing
entitlement. Let's kill him.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. First against the wall, right?
Yeah. Okay, so you say this because of the tribal knowledge issue, basically.
And it just has to do with, it can be really frustrating to play Monster Hunter on top of the fact that the game's actually difficult when you have to, like, learn everything yourself. And you're like, what? I didn't know I could do this. And you're like, that would have saved me, like, 10 hours of play if I would have known I could have done that. So what they did in these new ones is they, what everybody in the fucking community is calling Americanized it. So they made it so, like, there's a ton of tutorials, but they're only at parts where you need them. So, like, if you go into the Smith for the first time, instead of having to talk to a specific person to tell you what's in there, it just pops a tutorial in your face. Which is okay if you haven't played before. It's not that bad if you haven't, if you have, because there might be changes. They made it so the monster's moves are a little bit more telegraphed, and that you can drink it. You can, so normally when you, like, drink a potion, you're, like, you're staying still and drinking.
Yeah.
You can't move at all. And that was, like, another thing people are dying on a hill for when it comes to, like, their dislike of the new game. Because they'll sit here and be like, it's so stupid that you can now walk around and drink potions. And they're like, this isn't my Monster Hunter. This isn't my America. And you're like, what? Like, is that really a thing that we need to focus on?
Hill to die on.
Yeah, yet another weird hill to die on. But a lot of people actually like it, and it's pulling a lot of other people into the game because it's not as, like...
So...
Yeah.
So I've compared it to Dark Souls in terms of it being a difficult game with a lot of I don't want to say this negatively, but unexplained dynamics and interactions that
yes.
you have to determine yourself.
There is still a lot of that when it comes to the monster fighting itself.
And that it is a game of a certain level of skill and commitment necessary to learn how to play well.
Yeah.
Yet when I bring it up, people get really defensive about it. Why is that?
About, like, who to who?
Or rather,
what is the history with the game as a person?
I said it to Kate and I said it to you, and both times you were both like, nah, it's not like Dark Souls. But
oh, really?
It sounds like there's a lot of characteristics of it.
I would actually compare it to Dark Souls. Like, I don't know when I said that, but, like, I think that the...
Like 10 minutes ago?
Not really.
Yeah.
What did I say? What was I saying?
You were like, you said...
What we were talking about with the skill, like, in Dark Souls, there's ways to, like, that I've experienced to glitch the game out so you can actually win,
right?
And so you can, like, get past the hardness of it by using weird stuff in the game to get past it.
You're good.
Monster Hunter doesn't need that kind of thing to happen. You just have to understand, like, you just have to, like, learn it a different way. I'm just trying to say is that there was some things in Dark Souls that I was had to do when I was playing that I would never have to do in Monster Hunter.
Sure.
But I think the games are both difficult, like, in the same way, where each monster has its own kind of cadence and its speed, and your weapons that you're using have different cadences and speeds, and mashing those together takes time to train yourself to know when to attack and how to attack and when to dodge roll and when to throw something at a monster. And I think that they're similar in that light. I think Monster Hunter has more stuff in it that you have to learn in the town, like that you have to, like, go explore the town to figure out
I wouldn't roll into Monster Hunter and be like, man, this is a shitty version of Dark Souls. I'm just saying it's got characteristics.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, no, I definitely would agree there. I mean, the whole combat system in those two games is a similar type of, like, mentality you have to have. And, you know, even if you're using a weapon that is more like another platformer or something like that,
right,
you still have to learn when the monster's attacks are going to hit and how much damage they do and if you can take it or if you can dodge. And
when was the first Monster Hunter released?
That's a good question. Let me look.
Because I'm wondering, because Dark Souls was influential. I mean, without a doubt.
I think, was Dark Souls Capcom?
Dark Souls was, well, I mean, I guess before Dark Souls it was, Bloodborne?
Demon Souls?
Demon Souls.
And I think, both of the games I believe are made by Capcom.
It's entirely possible.
But
what I'm saying is that I wonder how much Monster Hunter is a thing because Dark Souls was a thing.
The first Monster Hunter came out on the PlayStation 2 in 2004.
Okay. When did the first Dark Souls come out? Maybe Dark Souls is a thing because Monster Hunter is a thing.
That's what I would bet, actually. Huh. Yeah, the Demon Souls was on PS3.
Okay.
And so the first game came out in 2009.
Yeah.
And it is not by... It's Namco Bandai is the one I was thinking of. So it's not by the same company.
Interesting. Because it seems to me like there's some very strange... I don't know. There's some crossover in there. And mm-hmm. That kind of over-the-shoulder, monster-hitting, roamy kind of game is an interesting genre and how it's changed and how it's manifested. I think that there's the biggest thing between Dark Souls and Monster Hunter is the different context in which you play. Dark Souls is like every situation you find yourself in, every room you enter is a new puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you walk in and then you stop and you look around and you think and you configure, you know, you get your shit put together and you figure out, okay, if I do this, then this guy's going to jump out and I can do this and then that guy's going to jump out and blah, blah, blah. Whereas Monster Hunter is more like, I'm going to go into this area and find that guy. So like the context of the puzzles are different.
Yeah, yeah.
So and the gameplay mechanics might be similar in some ways, but the...
And in this game, they have things like where you can use the environment to your advantage. So, like, you can, like, drop rocks on the monsters or things like that. So, it's very, like, it's the opposite. Like, not opposite, but you're right. The puzzle interactions are different. Like, how best do I kill this monster? Like, or even, what parts do I need to cut off or break of the monster to get what I need? And that can change how you fight it.
I can see where that would make people feel like Monster Hunter is more of a new style game because... Dark Souls harkens back to that Castlevania or Contra, that whole like board, you know, you walk into the room and there's shit there and you got to deal with it and you clear it and you go to the next board and like that.
Mm-hmm.
In a very, it's not necessarily a linear way in Dark Souls, but it is there's the way you figure it out and then you figure out, oh yeah, I can just kite through here and run through here and kill those guys
and jump off. Yeah.
And you learn those tricks. As Monster Hunter is more like it's less like an any kind of old school game.
They call it, like, a lot of people call it boss fight the game because all you're doing is going out and fighting these huge things. Like, yeah. And every time you're just like fighting the final boss, right? You're specifically going out there to not deal with the pleb monsters that actually are there.
What was that? Titan?
Shadows of Colossus.
Yeah, that's the one.
Dalton actually compared it to Shadows of Colossus the first time he played, because he's like, there's these gigantic monsters that you're walking around, and sometimes you're like on their back and you have to go do things, and it's very much like Shadows of Colossus in this, in that sense, where they just start to get so big that you're like, you're dealing with parts of them at a time. So,
well, anyway,
I would say they're both really good games, and if you want to play one, pick one and start there, but definitely try both. If you're going to play any Dark Souls, I think the first one's rough, but I think the second and third ones are like a little bit more Americanized, I think. So, and I think Monster Hunter World's the same way. So if you're looking to get into the franchise, don't worry about going back to the first ones, at least for Monster Hunter. Just pick up World, because it's going to have free new DLC for monsters like the DS ones did. They just kind of released cool hunts all the time. And
Join up late. Yeah. Play the chump edition. Be a loser.
Yeah, yeah. That way, when you talk to people about it, you don't know all the crazy Japanese customs that are part of the game that have been in there for a long time. Like,
so you'll feel
not using a hammer to hit someone else in a hunt or something like that. And then have someone tell you, fuck you, online, like they did to me. Bye, everyone.
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Sit sock out.